Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The DH, Rich Childs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Butler. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lemon. Carew reaches second base with a double. Bostock moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil takes first base on ball four. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lemon. Adams reaches second base with a double. Bostock scores. Carew scores. Heil moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Horta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to third. Bostock moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive into right field. Nordhagen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nordhagen. Cubbage scores. Bostock scores. Smalley moves to third. Carew moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger is walked intentionally. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heil is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-1, Twins. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lemon. Shiles reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Twins. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Twins. Tom Johnson now pitching. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Essien reaches second base with a double. Downing scores. Horta goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Twins. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 7. The Twins will come to bat. Oscar Gamble now playing right field. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randall moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randall scores. Bostock moves to third. It's 9-7, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bostock scores. Smalley moves to second. One out. It's 10-7, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Smalley scores. Weiniger moves to second. It's 11-7, Twins. Don Kirkwood now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heil for the out. Weiniger moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. It's 12-7, Twins. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kirkwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Downing is hit by the pitch. Lemon scores. Soderholm moves to third. Gamble moves to second. It's 12-8, Twins. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 8. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Cubbage reaches third base with a triple. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. It's 13-8, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bostock hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Kirkwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randall scores. It's 14-8, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew goes all the way around to score. Weiniger moves to second. It's 15-8, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heil is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 15, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Essien hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 15-9, Twins. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 15-10, Twins. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Erik Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Soderholm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 15, and the White Sox 10. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 7 RBIs. Adams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Orta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shiles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kirkwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 15, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Essien is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 15, and the White Sox 10. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randall. The throw from Essien and he is out, Bannister applying the tag. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bostock strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kirkwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 15, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 15, and the White Sox 10. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Anderson now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Carew moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 7 RBIs. Adams hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. 1 out. It's 16-10, Twins. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Shiles strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to third. Heil moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weiniger scores. Heil moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. It's 17-10, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bostock hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 17, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 17, and the White Sox 10. The Twins will come to bat. Royal Stillman now playing right field. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Carew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 19-10, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 8 RBIs. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford pinch runs for Glenn Adams. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 19, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Ford now playing right field. Bob Gorenski now playing left field. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Downing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford who is chasing the ball. Downing reaches third base with a triple. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford who is chasing the ball. Orta reaches third base with a triple. Downing scores. It's 19-11, Twins. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Essien hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Orta tags and scores. Two outs. It's 19-12, Twins. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 19, and Chicago White Sox, 12. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.